Well, books, 20 books on top of each other. And he was sitting and thinking and thinking and thinking. A great rabbi was greater than this one. And came in, sat down there for 15 minutes. He sees him thinking and thinking, and the books are open, 20 books on top of each other. Then the other rabbi came and said, "Hey, what are you thinking about? Already for 15 minutes you are not looking at the book." Then he said, "Rabbi, I read here something between two rabbis. I read what Rambam said, and I read what Rashba said." That's where he said Rashba. I'm telling you because I'm saying Rashba. He said, "I saw that they have opposing opinions." And that's all. He said, "I'm trying to see who is right, to think who is right." The rabbi, the other rabbi, but a little bit excited, and he smiled. He said, "Listen, did you ever see the scale when you come in the port, when a boat comes to the port and the shipment of all those big cases, heavy, heavy load, they come, they weigh them?" "Yes." "You know how they weigh them? Did you ever see that scale hanging? Very big. They put all that body over there." "Yes." "Okay. Did you see the drugstore? What kind of scale he uses?" "Yes, very small. They put so many grams of this, so many grams." "So what would happen if you take that large package that they weigh it with that scale in the port, put it on the scale of drugs, what happens?" "So you can't weigh there. The scale will break before anything would happen." "So yeah, our scale is very, very small. These people, they do what a brain. So you want to weigh who is right, who is wrong, with your scale, it doesn't." "He said it will break before you would know what they are saying." "He said, please don't try to. He told him, leave it to those great rabbis. They know what they are saying. Don't try to decide who is right and who is wrong." This is exactly. This is what Rashba said. Then I relied on him, that he said it's permitted to tell. He proved it, but of course there's another great rabbi in his time. He told him, "What kind of proof are you bringing? Okay, you want to take your opinion about this, it's okay, but the proof you are bringing is not a proof, because after all, here he doesn't do melacha, and you are talking about doing melacha for me. Lighting candles, for example. If I didn't light the candles, I made Kabbalah Shabbat. I can't light it, I've got somebody else light the candles for me." That's exactly what you were saying now. Do you understand? Okay, you say, you can say it, but don't say, prove it from there. Anyhow, it's a matter of argument.
So the reason I asked, but somebody asked me that question.
Now let's go back to originally and what I was saying. You remember the pasuk that I mentioned. The Torah said, "Vekarata l'Shabbat onik." Nevi'im really, Yeshaya. "Vekarata l'Shabbat onik. Lekdosh Adonai mechubad. V'chibadeto me'asod derachecha. Memetzo hefzecha v'daber davar." This full pasuk taught us many, many laws of Shabbat. You must v'karata l'Shabbat onik. You should enjoy yourself on Shabbat. The Gemara said, how do you enjoy yourself on Shabbat? B'ma'achal u'mishteh. When your food and your drink is different on Shabbat than from the rest of the days. I don't have to tell you. Ashkenazim, they have gefilte fish. They have chon. Syrian people, kibbeh hamda. You have chicken with potatoes. The meal of Shabbat is different. Even if you eat the same thing during the weekdays, you won't enjoy it the same. As you know, the Gemara, there is a story that a king was a guest by some rabbi. And the rabbi gave him the food, him delicious food, everything. He gave him the exact food that he gave him in a different time that he invited him. Same meal. The king said, what's the matter? He told the rabbi, why didn't you give me the same taste of meal that you gave me last time? You gave me the same food, but you gave me it was tastier. He said, I had a certain spice that I put in it that I don't have it now. He said, you don't have it? Why don't you ask me for it? I have any spice that you want in the world. And in my palace, there is everything that you want. Say, I'm sorry, this spice you don't have. He said, you are insulting me. I don't have. I told you I have all spices. He said, no, my dear king, you don't have this spice. So tell me what it is and I'll give it to you. He said, this spice name is Shabbat. Shabbat? I said, yes. You don't have this. I started explaining to him what is Shabbat and what. He said, the meal that we do for Shabbat has a special taste in it because of the Shabbat. That's what I gave him. I said, no, today is not Shabbat. I can't give you. Impossible. It means the feeling of the Shabbat, that the person has to the Shabbat, God help him that his meal will become even better yet. This is because of the Shabbat on it. From this came the idea of lighting candles. Why? How do you enjoy yourself on Shabbat? By meals. Eat Friday night a meal in the dark, you enjoy it? What kind of enjoyment is that? You need light. Light those days used to be with what? Mm-hmm. Candles. Of course, the girls ask me many times, oh, well, we have all the electricity. Why do we need the candles? Yes. Today, you didn't see any big affair that there is all the lights, what they do on the table, they put candles. For what? Tell them, what's the matter with you? What do you need candles? You have all this. They tell you, decoration, beauty. And don't you have to make beauty and decoration on Shabbat? That is a holiday. Of course, besides the point, that the lady will go to the switch, the Asher Kedeshan Mitzvotav Ladin Shabbat, put it on, nothing goes on. What do you do? A short circuit over there. Berechal Batala, nothing went on. The candles, it's in your hand, within your power, not far over there with the fuses to know what and what. Then there's reasons for it. Therefore they say the candles. It brings more beauty, more feeling of the atmosphere of a holiday comes with this lighting of the candles. That's because al Shabbat oneg. L'kdosh ad shem mechubad. These holidays you must respect it. You come and say, I enjoy it, I enjoy it to do different things. But they are melacha, that's you're not respecting Shabbat, respecting yourself. You have to respect the Shabbat, to keep the laws of the Shabbat and enjoy it. This is mechubad. V'chibadto me'asot derachecha. Watch yourself, respect it in your way of walking. Walking, wow. Me'asot derachecha. A certain walk you can have, certain walk you can't have. You can't go chutzlat tehum, you can't run on Shabbat. Person comes and says, I want to run. Asur lefsoa pisi'a gasa b'Shabbat.
Anything?
You can't run. Now you asked another thing, I didn't finish. You can't run. Only lidbar mitzvah. You run to the shul, you run. I had Friday evening, Friday night, I came, there was an old man, 90 years old, coming to the shul. I walked out of my house, I saw him, I saw him rushing, going out. I said, Khawaja Salim, Shukhaba. Why are you running? I said, I'm going to the shul. He said, so there's plenty of time yet. We can walk slow. He looked at me, Rabbi, I heard you telling us when we go to shul, we have to run. That's why I'm running. I said, if that's the purpose you're running, I'm going to run with you. I told him, I wanted to see why is he running. Running to go to the shul to run. When you go to the shul, you have to run. You walk out of the shul, you walk slow. But even on Shabbat, that's not supposed to run. You run for the shul, for mitzvah, you run. This is what the Gemara said. Da'olam yarutz adam lidvar mitzvah ba'afidu b'shabbat. Even on Shabbat that you are not allowed to run, but for mitzvah, to go to the shul, you run. This is what we say, me'asot derachecha, me'metzoh heftzecha. Don't think about your business. Now what? You come and say, you know, you see a man, hey, listen, I want you to come to work for me tomorrow. Shabbat, you're telling him tomorrow I want, he's not working for you today. Nothing, but you talk about the work, you want him to come, to hire him tomorrow to work for you. You don't do that. Memetzoh heftzecha, bedaber davar, even by words, you didn't do anything by actions. Dibur asur, you can think, but not in speaking. Not doing or speaking about it. If you do all these, ask it anak al Hashem. Hashem will make you happy in your life. I will raise you and elevate you above all people in the earth. And I will give you the inheritance of your father Yaakov. You know what it means? So saying, God blessed Abraham. What did he tell him? All this land that you see, I'll give it to you and to your children. Then Yitzhak, he said, what I gave to Abraham, I'll give to you. When came Yaakov, he said, Ufogatzta, Yama, Vakedma, Vitzafona, Manegba. He said, you go all directions, west, east, north, south. He didn't tell him no limit. All, without limit. That's his act. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll give you the inheritance that I gave to your father Jacob. Not to Abraham Yitzhak. That means your reward will be unlimited. This is what Hashem said, if a person observes the Shabbat properly. That's why the Gemara said, Kol HaMeshamer Shabbat Kehilchato. Any person that will observe the Shabbat properly, according to the Halacha, Notnim Lo Nahala Beli Metzarim. They give him a reward without limit. Because it said, Nahalat Yaakov Avicha. This is what does mean Nahalat Yaakov Avicha. Now, what do we learn from this pasuk? I said that these are, in short, what do we learn. But our rabbis tell us exactly in details. What can he say? What can he say? For example, he said, tomorrow, I'm going to do this work. Something that you can do today, you can say, I'll do tomorrow. About Sunday, if you can't do it, it's a work that you can't do today, even if it is from Hachamim they tell you not to do. There is some things that you can do from the Torah they tell you not to do, in the Melachot. There is certain things Hachamim said, don't do it. Even if those that Hachamim tells you not to do, you say to your friend, I'm going to do this tomorrow, it's not allowed. Since you can't do it today, you can talk about it for tomorrow. But a person comes and says, Rabbi, I'm going to tell the Sofer that I want him to write Sefer Torah for me. To write today, I can't. But I want to tell the Sofer, write Sefer Torah for me, please. Start tomorrow. Can I tell him or not? It's a matter of opinions. There's two opinions about it. We say if there is necessity that he has to do it, he has to travel and go Sefer Torah with him and that, he can tell him. But if there's no necessity, better to avoid it. I showed you even the Bar Mitzvah, since you can't do it today, can you write today Sefer Torah? No, today Shabbat, you can't. You can talk about it even for tomorrow. A person can tell another one, listen, he tells a worker, you can't tell a worker, come tomorrow to me, I want you to work for me. But you can tell him on Shabbat, do you like to come to see me tonight? You don't mention any work. You don't tell him I'm going to hire you. But the man knows already. He's always his boss. He hires him for work. I tell him, would you like to come to see me tonight? And that's all. And the other one can understand that he will come. It's okay. This is okay. But to tell him clearly, I want to hire you, is not allowed. What do you say? You say no.
I went to my question.
Huh?
No, finish.
No, I finished. Go ahead.
Getting back to the question of working on Tibet.
Yeah. For exercise.
No. Today you have the catering. That movie Sebek and all that. And they're religious people.
Yeah.
They have the machine of there washing. Aren't they working on Tibet? You're not getting paid for it.
Hmm?
You're not getting paid on Tibet. You're going to get paid on Sunday and Monday.
But I said if you do melacha on Shabbat, they do melacha?
Their job is to wash.
Yeah, but that's, is that melacha work? Melacha, melachot. We're talking melachot. That's it in the Torah. What's called melacha? Are you writing? Are you putting fire on? Are you doing melacha?
No.
No. Just by watching, the only thing you're making profit. From this point of view, you say hazan also. Everything. Do you understand? Why do you ask only those that they bring the food? Serve the food is not melacha.
That was my second question.
Can you bring the food for yourself?
That was my second question.
Can you bring the food for yourself?
Why not?
That is, if he brings it to you, he does melacha?
No.
He does things that you can do?
No, right.
Only you can ask not about what he's doing. He's doing nothing wrong. But the question that he is getting paid. That's another question. That's what they say. If you are going to get paid for something of mitzvah that you do, it's permitted. The Chachamim did not forbid it. But since you are not getting paid on Shabbat, but still under some rabbis, they say, they should make it behabla'a. What's behabla'a? Not to work specifically only on Shabbat. This work is a work for the caterers. They work for him the whole week, any time, not only on Shabbat. And this is together with the work of every day. You understand?
You mean to tell me if a caterer comes to a man who does not work for him on a regular basis and he asks him for free, do me a favor, watch.
It's better not. I didn't say that's not allowed. I told you two opinions.
No, better not. So.
But they come, they begin the job Friday night and they clean up Saturday night.
They do work besides, Since it is a work, not only on Shabbat, it's okay. This is the idea of Hazan also. They say it's better of Hazan. He will work not only on Shabbat, but work some days during the year, which is besides Shabbat. And I'll tell you, this is to the credit of Anada. He used to ask them that he wants to do certain things not only on Shabbat, like Purim, like that, days that you are mutar b'mlacha. They used to ask him, wanted to do this, in order that he should not be doing only on Shabbat.
What about a rabbi or
moher
who conducts
the Berit Milah Shabbat? As I told you, this is for mitzvah. And again, he is not charging, give me this or that, telling you. You are giving him on your own. You are giving him a gift. What's wrong with it?
Sounds like a loophole to me.
Yeah. For mitzvah, it's okay.
One guy was talking to me. And he was talking to another guy, to a goy. One is looking for somebody to work in his father's store. This was on Shabbat. So after that, you're not supposed to do that. So, well, I think if you heard, the reason for it, you'll agree. What happens is his father works on Shabbat. Now, he says, if you can find someone trustworthy and all that to work on Shabbat, I'll take off. Otherwise, I have no alternative. I have to work. What do you think of the situation? I'm discussing, talking to a worker in a shul. Say he's a maintenance guy, right? He just only works there on Shabbat, make sure the lights are on or what have you. And maybe he could, one of his friends could work for him. It's trustworthy. Is he allowed to discuss tell him to call me and so on and so forth or no, on Shabbat?
I didn't understand what you're aiming for.
Are you allowed to tell someone, you have anyone that could work for me on a Saturday and, open, close the store, take care of the store?
And do you think a store can be open on Shabbat if you don't work? If you own a store...
He would lose a lot of money. Well,
I'm asking you another question.
All right.
Can you open a store and you are not attending the work there? To have your store open on Shabbat?
You can't attend it. You have to have it going. I want to hurt. Yes,
it means that you're religiously allowed, halakhically allowed.
Yeah.
From a religion point of view, a person can have his business open and being done business on Shabbat, and he is not there.
No. Yes.
Then what do you want me to tell you, that you would be able to speak about someone to come bring me a worker?
Well, someone asked. I said you couldn't, but he said, it's either that or his father works on Shabbat. I told him so during the week.
Rabbi, if I have to eat a pig, If you give me a taref, I will eat the taref. I won't eat a pig. I will tell you, eat the taref.
No.
That's what you are telling me now.
I told him, why said he couldn't.
You are telling me this is worse. Okay, you know what is worse, what is less worse, bad. But both are bad. Right. What do you want me to advise you to do this thing, the bad, in order not to do the worse?
Was I wrong saying you're not allowed to then? No. So I was just saying, he asked me, so now if I say, a rabbi said you weren't allowed to, I know he respects your opinion.
But I'm saying now, what do you expect me to tell a person? To do something wrong in order that he shouldn't do something worse? You want me to tell him to do something wrong?
No.
All right. I can't advise anybody to do wrong. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
I cannot tell a person even to do something, he's doing something assumed in the Torah. And I can come and save him from that. I'll give him make another thing which has a suh from Hakamim. According to the halacha, I can't advise him to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Do something which is less forbidden in order not to make worse. I'm not allowed to.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
This is the halacha in the books. Therefore, how can I tell you something like this? You are telling me, what do you want him to be to do worse that he will work? That doesn't mean I can't tell him you are permitted to do these things in order not to do that.
Right. So that's what I said, what you said.
You come and tell me, listen, I'm going to kill two people. Unless you permit me to kill one, I won't kill two. After you kill the one, I won't tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
You got it.
Yeah. Okay, now, sometimes there is something that permitted. A person wants to talk, all kind of talk. We said, you remember I said the pasuk, Memetzohev Secha. I was talking about Metzohev Secha. Then Vedaber, Davar. There are certain things that you can talk. Certain things you can talk. The Gemara said, you know, the ignorant people, long ago in the town of Talmud, there was something good about them. What is it? They would never lie on Shabbat.
What about the rest of the day?
They do not lie on Shabbat.
They pick up the slack.
That means during the weekdays they would lie, but Shabbat, it's a holy day. They didn't lie on Shabbat, which is true. Ami Aretz. Enam medaberim sheker v'shabbat. In the Hod, they used to talk all kind of lies. But kem Shabbat? Shabbat. They have to stop from that things of the bu sheker. The same thing there is. All kind of talk. There is a talk of business, as we said before. You came and said, you know, I built that house. Okay, something of the past. Doesn't affect anything. You can say it. But I will build a house over here. You are not allowed. You can do it today, you can talk about it for tomorrow. That's it, the book. But comes and say, how about if a person talks? What kind of talks? News, nothing. Not something that you are forbidden to do. But the Shabbat was created as a holy day. A person should sit down. Read Torah, he talks nonsense. He comes and says, Rabbi, didn't he say I should enjoy myself on Shabbat? I enjoy talking about the news, enjoying that. I said, okay, you enjoy talking about the news? Talk, as long as you don't talk the Bur Asur. But you can talk if you enjoy it, but don't do it your business all day long. The Shabbat was not given to you for this reason. Just to enjoy talking, but to enjoy also learning, doing something of Torah. This is Bedaber Davar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to know, what do you talk about on Shabbat? If you talk in something going on, God forbid, if you come and you put your mind only in things of nonsense, more so, a person comes and wants to look at shows, movies. He puts the television on Arab Shabbat. He tells you, what's wrong with it? I want to I'm not doing any melacha. I'm leaving it on the whole day long. The question is, this is the purpose of the Shabbat? The Shabbat was given to such a thing? That's the question. Today it became already a custom among people, many people, television. What is it? I'm not doing anything. It's on the whole day long. But what is it? Is this the purpose of Shabbat? To watch television the whole day? It's not proper. Of course, as I said, if a person came and he said, you know, he has in mind, he wants to do some kind of work tomorrow. The Gemara said, Ma'aseh b'chassid echad. Listen to this, chassidut. I don't say this is a law. Look how they bless a person when he wants to do more than when the Gemara said, Dibu asu, you can talk. But Elhur, thinking in your mind, Mutta, one Hasid, he has his field, something broke, a river of water came, flooded that. He said, tomorrow I'm going to build certain kind of fence, dam, that water won't come anymore. That's what he thought in his mind. Then he came on Sunday, he said, what did I do? I was thinking about it on Shabbat. To do this today, he decided I'm not going to do it. He's allowed according to the halacha because it was only in his mind. He didn't say anything. But he said, since I thought about it, to do it, I don't want. And he didn't do it. What happened? God gave him a blessing in his field. Certain kind of tree that used to be very precious those days that you can have. Three kinds of fruit in it, in that tree. How? The fruit itself, the leaves could be eaten, and the shell of the trunk was something that could be eaten. There is some kind of tree, it's called Tselaf in Gemara. He was so blessed, this man, and he had plenty, became wealthy from this, because it was more lefnim mishurat adin, he did more than what? He's supposed to do, to show you how much blessing comes to a person from the Shabbat. That's what we say, even that Hasidut. I don't say this is halacha, a person said, oh, but do I have to do that? No, you don't have to.
Isn't that Mosif?
That's Mosif, Hasidut. Not Mosif on the mitzvah, this is mitzvah of Shabbat. I mean, the mitzvah is one. But the details of the Shabbat, if I'm more strict, to situate that I wouldn't violate the Shabbat, it's okay. You are not doing the mitzvah. You are not adding a mitzvah. You're just, your restriction, you restrict yourself with the mitzvah itself. We have many things that the Gemara says, a man hired a worker for him, and during the weekdays. He hired a worker, carry this bottle of wine for me. He did. Carried it and he went take it from here, from this side to that side, to a different house. He went on his way, he got very tired. He said, oh, you know, barrel those days was used to be made from clay, not like today, or wood, or glass. Then he said, today glass also will break. He went, he was tired, he wanted to rest. He came near a rock and he wanted to rest. He took the thing from his back, put it on the rock. While he was putting on the rock, the whole bar broke, the wine spilled out. Shema Yisrael. What happened? The owner of the bar heard about it. He came, said, sorry, you couldn't deliver the bar. You didn't deliver. What happened this? Huh? Negligent? You made me lose the money, barn, and the wine. And he saw them in the court. They came to the robber. And the man said, what should I do? I didn't do anything intentionally. I meant to rest. And I was very tired. I put it on the rock. Walk. The robber said, look, you can't blame him. That's honest. And the Torah, there is Shomer Sachar. The person, even though you hire him, that if something, he couldn't help it. It was done. Not accidentally, not with bad intention. It's patur, you don't make him pay. I said that. He's patur. The other one who hired him felt so bad. He said he's losing all his wine. That kept quiet. The Robert decided this is the law. Then came the workers who started crying. What's the matter? Rabbi, I worked so hard for half a day. I go without pay. I don't have what to live on. Really? Then the Robert doesn't pay him for half a day. Half a day's work. I will pay him? Is this the Jewish law? He says, it's not enough that he broke everything of mine and then. He said, no, you're right. By the law, you are not obligated to pay him. But you have to be kind. Treat your worker in kindness. The man will go starve without. He has no food to eat. Have a heart, he told him. You're a man of business you have. He told him, Lifnim Meshurat Adin. I said, that's called Hasidut. First you do what's right, and then do Tov. Be kind. You know what Tov is? Gemara said, Tov is not called Tov unless you are kind to people. You do things in kindness. That means, well, after you do the Yashar, you do the Tov. Be kind to others. Otherwise, if you don't, you are not kind to others, you are not good. And there is a pasuk. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lama taharish kebala rasha tzadik mimeno. When the rasha is going to take a tzadik who is better than him. Tzadik, what tzadik mimeno? Sometimes he's not tzadik, but tzadik mimeno, a lot better than him. Tzadik or rasha, that's a matter of comparison. One with the other. But there is another pasuk. Praise the tzaddik, imru tzaddik, ki tov. Praise the tzaddik who is good. The Gemara asked the question, what do you mean praise the tzaddik who is good? Is there a tzaddik who is no good? The Gemara said, yes. Yes tzaddik shu tov, v'yesh tzaddik she'eno tov. The Gemara said, no. Who is tzaddik tov, who is tzaddik she'eno tov? Tzaddik that takes care of himself only. And he doesn't worry about others if they do right or wrong. That's tzaddik she'eno tov. But tzaddik tov means he is a tzaddik and try to be also good to others. This is a tov. Tov is not called tov unless he is good to others. This is important. You are asking now, does he have to? No, I didn't tell you he has to. Lifnim Meshurat Adin. You have to think also to be even better here. The Torah said, give ma'aser. Then they come and said, ma'aser 10%. So Rabbi, can I give 15%? He said, you won't give. I said, do I have to? No, you don't have to. But if you give, God bless you. You are doing a better mitzvah. To do a better mitzvah doesn't mean that's bal tosif. The Torah said, ma'aser, if I give 15%, that's called bal tosif. God forbid.
So then anything isn't
the No. You come and say Tefillin has four parashiyot in it. Come and say, no, I think should be five. There is five very important paragraphs should be put there. Then you are aware of bal tosif. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to put four. That's what I tell you. I told you to put four, not five. That's bal tosif. Do you understand?
He told you to give 10, not 15.
No.
He didn't say 10.
No. When the Torah told you to put 10% because they want you to help the Ani, if you want to help him more, why not? The idea is helping the Ani. Support the Ani, that's what the Torah said. When the Torah told you support the Ani, they gave you the minimum of 10% in order to support the Ani. If you want to support him even more, good luck to you, very good. But when the Torah tells you there is four are important, and you come and say you want to be outsmart, no, I think there's five important, you're rejecting the idea of the Torah. You don't say this, do you understand? Then you're opposing the opinion of the Torah. This is what wrong. And so there are many things. There is a definition already in the books what's called bal tosif, what's not called bal tosif. They talk about it. Not that I'm saying on my own, but there is already a lot of discussion about it in Rambam and others. Now, If a person paid a walker, and he comes and says, I paid this man, I want to figure how much I paid him, did I pay him right and that, or things that he didn't pay, he wants to make an account for himself that he did or not. He said, even though he paid or not, he's just thinking in his mind how to figure. It's okay. Nothing. He talks about the past, what he paid or what he didn't pay, but he doesn't talk about the future, since he's doing it for the past. But this is on the better side, again, Hasidut, that he shouldn't talk about it. A person comes and says, he wants to mention a price of something. What is it? He said, you know, I bought these things for such an amount. Reuven and Shimon, we are two. I bought something, I bought a suit. You know how much I paid for it? I paid that much. It's okay, that's something of the past. But you know that I know that you are going, you want, you like and you want to buy. You ask me how much and I tell you not to tell you on Shabbat. This is something for your benefit for the future. But if not, you don't have in mind to buy, just want, curious to know, what did I pay? It's okay. I can tell you I paid that much. Sometimes a person is being invited to a party. The person comes to see him. How many people did we invite? The person tells, you know, the servant, invite people, 20 people to my house for the party and prepare the meals according to them. They come, he's counting them. You know, that's the right number. It's okay. But if he has a note, how many people being invited, comes to look at the note, Mr. So-and-so, yeah, Mr. So-and-so, yeah, he's not allowed. Well, he may come to check, to write. Anything that, something to worry, a routine thing, a waiter comes to look. He wants to, he checks, this is right. And writing is no good. But you can, without writing, look, but we're talking about Jewish people, not a guy doing on his own what he does.
What about, what if, yeah, well, without writing, he had a piece of paper in his head, and he didn't have a pen on him. I guess Mr. Solomon told me.
No, but Hachamim said anything in writing, maybe some other people would do check on it, would do something from the writing, they come to check, to erase, to do what. Sometimes they want to say, ooh, check and writing, too many people for what we have. We don't have enough for all. Then he said, eliminate some of them. You understand? Come to put off a few of them in writing.
What are you saying? You shouldn't make a list? You shouldn't refer to a list on Shabbat?
Yeah, that means you, if he lists in his hand and he goes according to the list, it's not supposed to.
So now what do they do then when they call out the pledges and they bend the cards or all these things?
First,
they shouldn't do that also?
Yeah. First of all, you're asking, I'm asserting something that is writing. This is, there's no right, no. First of all, it's also Lidvar Mitzvah. Two different things, yeah.
So maybe it's a subject, you're making the party a subject for Mitzvah.
No, it depends. If you do for Mitzvah, it's a different thing. That's what already the book said. They discussed it a lot. I don't like what they do here, that they come, they bring the goy to write.
Recording.
I don't like it.
Recording.
Or recording, all this, definitely, Hilul Hashem.
How about when they bend the card, that's okay?
Well, the bended card, it's not nothing. You're folding, you are not doing something.
But yeah. If by mistake they're bending and they tear it?
Even if it does, yeah. Well, I'm not going to discuss now what's the Vashi and Mitkaven. You don't have in mind.
Did
you have in mind to tell it?
It's not even that. What you're referring to is you're not allowed to refer to a list. Now, are they allowed to read the list of the pre-pledges? Say they got this from the last 3 weeks and they want to show off that they got a pledge from this and they got a pledge. And they're reading a list. Are they allowed to refer to
They're not checking.
Well,
not
I said,
maybe while they're reading, they're going to find out this guy B.O.D.
No,
I said.
Pledge.
and they want to cross at the same moment.
No, if there is the bar mitzvah, it's different. Secondly, this is something, when there is public, then right away someone will remind him, hey, what are you doing? It's a different thing. We're talking about an individual, and his house is doing things like this, that were not, it's not supposed to. Now, since there is much more to talk about Shabbat, but we are very close to Hanukkah. I will say a few words about Hanukkah. We know that the berachot, the first night, are three. What are they? Lehadik ner Hanukkah, she'asa nesim ravotenu, and she'hayanu. We know lehadik ner Hanukkah is the mitzvah to light the Hanukkah. The second is, we give praise to God for the miracles there. And then Shehiyanu, like everything that you're happy with, this is a holiday of happiness that God saved us from the hand of the enemies, we say Shehiyanu. Anything that you enjoy, happy, you say Shehiyanu. You buy a suit, buy a coat, when you put the coat on, you say Shehiyanu, before you put it on. When you put the jacket, before you put the jacket on, say Shehiyanu. According to the Mishnah, when you buy a new home, you say Shehiyanu. But the custom is not the Shehiyanu only till you buy a jacket. You say the Shehiyanu, and you have in mind for the jacket and for the house. Because there are two opinions about the house, but of course, the Mishnah said, Bana Bayit Hadash Mevarech Shehiyanu. Therefore, you should say Shehiyanu by taking a jacket or a coat. Now, there is a pasuk in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, told him when Israel came, they were in the Midbar, they complained about a number of things. One of the things when they complained, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Nehashim, sent snakes that were biting the people, and they were poisoned and died. Ooh, they cried. ויצעק העם אל משה. הקדוש ברוך הוא, משה סטארטר פיינט, הקדוש ברוך הוא תורד עם עשה לך שרף, ושים אותו על נס, והיה כל הנשוך וראה אותו בחי. Make an image of a snake from what? From a kappa. ושים אותו על נס, put it on the banner. And after you put it, tell everybody that will be bit by the snake to look at it. Usually by nature, that's worse. You look at the image of a snake, scares you, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, show them the miracle of God. He will look, b'chai, he will live. Now this is a pasuk speaking about the miracle that was done in the Midbar. Aseh lecha saraf. Saraf is soref. That's lehadik ner Hanukkah, you're burning. Lighting the candles, you're burning the candles. That's aseh lecha saraf. Vesim oto al nes. Nes is the pole, it's called nes of the banner. So sim oto al nes, also nes is a miracle. So she'asa nesim. Vera'a oto v'chai, v'chai she'hayanu. That's the order there. Lehadik ner Hanukkah, she'asa nesim, she'hayanu. And the Dikna Hanukkah, the Berachot, you say, before you light the candles. Why? Like every mitzvah that you do, you say Berachot first, then you do the mitzvah. Suppose a person comes and says, I missed one day. What do I do on the second day, Rabbi? He said, I didn't light Hanukkah. I was traveling, I was on my way, on the journey. I didn't light Hanukkah. What do I do on the second night? Tell him you say, you light the candles, but you light the second of the second night. You don't light first night. Now what the berachot? Tell him, say three berachot. You don't say Shehiyanu yet for the holiday. You have to say Shehiyanu as long as you missed it. Even if you miss it for 7 days, comes only the eighth night, you have to say all the berachot. Ladik na Hanukkah, Sha'asan Nesim, and Shehiyanu. As long as the holiday is not over, you have to say Shehiyanu. The way we say the Kiddush. You don't say the Kiddush Friday night, say it's Saturday morning. You then say it's Sunday, Saturday morning, say it's Sa'udah Shalishit. I'm talking about the second Berachah. Shekadashan, Mesatav, Ratzavanu, Shabbat, Kocho, You have to say the Kiddush as long as the Shabbat is not over yet. You have to say Kiddush. Now, there is, we know, after you say, you light the candles, you have to light the candles, first say Birachot, and then light the candles. After you light one candle at least, then you say Hanerot Halalu. In Hanerot Halalu, there is 36 words. They tell us to make sure. Some Sidurim, they have more than 36. Some they say 36. They tell you it's better to say 36 words. Why? If you count how many candles there are light to add the whole Hanukkah, it's 36. They tell you, say 36 words to give you a clue about the candles that you are lighting during the... Now, there is another thing, the word Kislev. If you look Kislev, what is it? Kaf, Samech, Lamed, Vav. There is also some they put Yod. Now I said, Kaf and Vav. The beginning is Kaf, the end is Vav, the name of Hashem. Samech, Lamed, Yod. It's an abbreviation of the word Pasuk, Lishu'atecha, Kiviti Hashem. The Targum said, Lefukanach, Savarit, Hashem. That is, the Samech Lamed Yod, the Fukanach Savarit Hashem.